407-278-5939. Give us a call. We'll put you through. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, Deb has many specialties, but one is also cruise lines, because she cruises a lot.
She's a cruiser.
Well, what are you up to now, Deb? Like, what are you
averaging
a
ship,
here?
I think.
You're born on a ship. Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing, because somebody in the chat room just said that they thought they'd be bored on a ship. And I actually gave up a free cruise that I had won at work because I thought I would hate it and be bored. So I did not go. This was like in 99 or 2000. And then almost did not go on the first Disney cruise I went on. I received an offer that I couldn't refuse. So I went begrudgingly, actually, thinking I was just going to hate it. And I was crying after 3 days because I did not want to get off the ship. And it reminded me of when I used to go to Walt Disney World. And for me, the ship is just, it's all the things I love about Disney, but not in a hugely crowded theme park with so much stimulation. If you want to go and relax, there's adult areas, there's family areas, there's kids areas. No matter what your interests are, you can go and do your thing. If it's sitting on a deck chair, staring out into the water, if you want to go parasailing on Castaway Key. I actually don't even get off the boat in Nassau anymore. To me, I use it as another sea day, and it's very relaxing. There's plenty of activities to do if you want to stay involved, but if you don't, like I said, you can really relax. I just have a great time, and I've been on, I think it's 15 now, which includes not only Disney, but I've also been on Royal Caribbean and Carnival. Actually did a two-part article on comparing Disney, Royal Caribbean, and Carnival's three-night Bahama cruises. They're quite different. And oh, yeah. Also have done a seven-night Alaska cruise on Celebrity, which was just outstanding.
You know, I did, it's interesting you brought that up, Deb. I did Royal Caribbean and I've done Disney. And I don't know if Disney cruise was so much better than the Royal Caribbean cruise. And it's not to say the Royal Caribbean cruise was bad. It's just relative to Disney, you just get so much more. And I just enjoyed the Disney cruise so much more.
It really is. I mean, it's more expensive typically than the other cruise lines, but in the end, I think you more than get your money's worth. One of the reasons why it's a little bit more expensive is there's no casino. So if you're looking for casinos and you want to play roulette and blackjack and all those fun things, you will not find that on a Disney ship. And that's one of the reasons, you know, the cruise lines obviously get a lot of money from their casinos. The other thing is that while they sell alcohol, and there's plenty of alcohol on board, they're not pushing it at you continuously like I have found on the other cruise lines. Yep. Plus, you are able to bring your own alcoholic beverages on board the Disney ship, and drink them, which is a huge no-no on the other ships.
Yeah, you're right about that, Deb. What it is, I call it nickel and diming.
Yeah.
The other cruise, you know, you just get nickel and dime quite a bit. And the alcohol rule about not bringing it on is just dumb, if you ask me. I don't understand it at all.
I don't either, because we brought alcohol on board before and then never ended up drinking it. And ended up going into the bar and getting something to drink or at dinner. It's nice to be able to bring nice bottles of wine on board, because you can bring them into the dining room, pay a corkage fee, I think it's $15, and then have your own bottle of wine. Disney does have some nice wines on board, but they're not really special bottles of wine for the most part, and it hasn't changed in the few years I've been doing the cruises. So if you want something special, you've got that option. And another thing that I found is that Disney has laundry rooms on board, and other ships do not. Other cruise lines don't have laundry rooms. And while that's not really important if you're doing a 3 or 4 night cruise, when you're doing a 7 night or longer cruise, like the ones this summer over in the Mediterranean, we're going to be gone almost 3 weeks from our house when you figure in travel time, the cruise time, etc. And you have a lot of restrictions on luggage going overseas. So we are very, very glad there will be laundry on the Disney Magic.
Yeah, we use the laundry facilities all the time on board, even with the 4 night cruise.
Mm-hmm. Who's that, Mike?
This is me, Mike. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that the other cruise lines didn't have that. I always thought they did. But that's a great perk.
It's an awesome perk. They all offer dry cleaning, which is very expensive. Like for a pair of undies, it's $2 or something crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, it's great to have the washers and dryers on board.
407-278-5939.
Also, Annette just brought up in the chat room about sodas. When we were on the celebrity cruise, we had to buy a special soda bottle container. I think it was $50 or $60 for the 7 nights, so we could get soda whenever we wanted. On the Disney ship, there's a 24-hour soda and coffee station.
Yeah.
24-hour coffee?
Oh, yeah.
They really do. I mean, I was on, like I said, a Royal Caribbean cruise, and they just... I just called the nickel and diming. It's just amazing how much, you know, how Disney doesn't do it and the other cruise lines, you know, I just found it annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it can be. So. It was interesting this summer. There were 12 or 13 of us that did the Alaskan cruise, all had done Disney cruises prior. In fact, we all had met through Disney cruises. And we had a fantastic time. I mean, Alaska is just breathtaking. And I'd go back there in a heartbeat. The cruise was just outstanding. But the last night, we're all sitting around the dinner table kind of looking, going, you know, this was really, really awesome. But it wasn't Disney. And these are all adults. There were no kids in our party. And it's just kind of, there's something intangible about Disney. I don't know what to say. But it makes it very special.
And we're, of course, not biased towards Disney.
Not biased at all.
Not at all.
407-278-5939. We have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Ooh, okay.
Actually, I'm not that far from you, Deb. I'm up in Germantown.
Oh, okay. I used to live in Germantown.
Yeah, nice place. I was wondering if anybody could comment on the Adventures by Disney, and because they're like running a special now, like kids free with adults, and I'm just wondering if that's like a desperation move or.
That's a good question. Annette's probably yelling at her radio right now. I know the answer.
The few people I know who have gone on an Adventures by Disney have absolutely raved about them. I've spoken to folks who did the Italy one this past year, people who did the London-Paris one. Becky Mencken from Mouse Fan Travel did that one. They had a fantastic time. I've read some trip reports of the United States Western ones. I'm actually very interested in going. It's just a whole different way to tour a particular area. I think that based on everything I have heard, they're just top-notch, first-rate. It's Disney, but it's not the Disney characters, theme park kind of thing. It's just a whole new, have any of you guys been? I want to go, but I haven't been. It is expensive. It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's
but I don't know
expensive.
Anyone who has gone who said it wasn't worth the money.
I don't know.
Also, when they have deals is the time to do it. Actually, before they announced, I think, the 2007 Adventures, they had discounts. You can use DVC points. That's actually what I'm hoping to do in 2009. That would be a lesser expensive way to do it. They have dates that are family dates. They have dates that are adult only. I don't think you'll go wrong. A lot will just depend on the age of your kids and where it is that you're going to go.
Okay. Well, thanks, Vlog.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, take it easy.
All right. 407-278-5939. The Adventures by Disney, we hear a lot of great stuff about. And it's, you know, if you can, it is on the expensive side, but you know what? It's worth it for a lot of people. And we've got another call. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. It's Patrick from PatrickOlivia.com.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, I got a couple of quick questions. We're going down at the end of April, and I actually have a question for Newell, and he may not be on live tonight. He may be fielding calls and such. Is that right?
No, he's here. Newell,
I'm here.
It's kind of a really random question. Last time we were down at Epcot and saw Illuminations, we had a friend of ours tell us the name of the arranger for the music for Illuminations.
Gavin
I'm wondering
Greenway?
If you could confirm or deny who that would be.
Is it Gavin Greenway?
I think so.
What was the name again?
Gavin Greenway.
Okay. Is there a source where I could see, like, different arrangers for different songs and shows in the park?
Wikipedia, I think, does something on Illuminations.
What about for other shows and things? Is there like a single unified kind of source for that, or
is it Disney? The Disney music. I don't have my browser open because if I open it, it's just going to crash everything.
Yeah, don't do that.
Gavin Greenway is the correct name of the gentleman who did the Illumination score.
Okay.
Go into the Google and type in the Disney Music Discussion Forum and go from there.
Okay.
Go from there.
Okay, cool. The other question is a real trip-related question. We're going down at the end of April for 4 days, and we're trying to make it the ultra-cheap Disney trip.
Mm-hmm.
We got our tickets on frequent flyer miles. We're staying on advice of the guide at the Econo Lodge Polynesian.
Oh, yeah, it's a good resort.
It's not really a resort, is it? It's just kind of a little Econo Lodge, isn't it?
Well, compared to where I stayed this last trip, yeah, it's probably a step up. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, the staff is friendly,
cool.
The rooms are clean. That's all you really want in a resort.
And then we're getting a rental car, and we got a good discount. If you're a tip for everybody, if you're a USAA member, then they have great rental car discounts through Budget. We got 25% off the rack rate at Budget there. So the other budget question we're asking, though, is if we want to be really cheap in the park and split counter service meals, where are the best counter service meals to split? And one of the things that we thought of was Cosmic Rays has the big chicken meal, but that's about as far as we got.
The best counter service meals, is that what you're asking?
To share.
Yeah, for best counter service meals to share for two adults.
Share.
To share.
Well,
Pecos Bills?
Pecos Bills is great option.
You can share that. The wrap, yeah. That wrap.
Yeah, and they've got the what's it called? The
chicken salad.
The salad, right. So, and Len, you know, advocates getting a plate over there. And you got kind of a side salad over there that just never ends. Annette has told me Tusker House, and that's a great one also.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so there you go. Annette knows everything.
Tusker House, what else would be good?
Was it the Backlot? What's the one in MGM?
Backlot Express.
Backlot Express.
Yep.
What's the Backlot Display?
That's a counter service restaurant. It's kind of like Pecos Bills in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, but if you had to pick an entree, what would you pick it at that one?
Oh, they have
like to share is an issue.
That's what I'm shooting for, is things that are big enough for two people or one and a half people, and then we buy an extra side or something.
I think you can get a grilled turkey, a grilled something sandwich wrap, and it comes in two pieces, I think, over there.
Yeah,
the chat room are saying Tusker House, and somebody also said the chicken Caesar salad at Cosmic Rays is really big.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What about Epcot? That's about the only part we haven't hit so far.
Epcot, that's a good question.
The American Inn has the same type of fare.
Oh, but why would you want to eat there? Jeez.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You could try
Tangerine Cafe.
Yakitori House or Tangerine Cafe, right? Tangerine Cafe, not bad at all. If you get like what are they, the lamb or the couscous?
You know what's good is the fish and chips at Epcot in England.
Oh, right.
That's a good idea.
Fish and chips, yeah.
Yeah, the fish and chips, I mean, you get about, three or four strips at least of fish?
Yeah, they're really not bad.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good to split right there.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the idea. It's got a great podcast. We'll give you a report after the end of April trip.
Thanks very much.
Cool. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Deb, I forgot to tell you that my sister moved to Maryland.
She did? Where is
she? In Fredericksburg,
Maryland.
I could be wrong.
Fredericksburg's somewhere. In Virginia.
No, yeah, so it's not
Frederick?
There. No.
I'll ask.
Okay.
I didn't help her move all the way up there, so that's probably why I don't know.
Okay.
Just stick your head out the window and yell.
He only helped her move her halfway.
Exactly.
Be out in the door and yell out. What's her name? Exactly.
Christina. She might hear you.
Oh, Christina.
Yeah, just moved, yeah.
Okay.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. We'll put you through.
But somebody out there who's done an adventure by Disney that can share with us, since we had a couple questions about that.
Oh, yeah. Someone, I don't know, I'm thinking someone, Becky, the name coming to my head, I'm not sure why. I'm thinking, you know, but anyone who's been on, you know, Adventure by Disney, let us know how it's gone. You know, Adventures by Disney, what you get is the unparalleled service from Disney outside of the parks.
Right.
And I've heard nothing but good views of it. You know, as long as you can swing it financially. I haven't heard any real complaints about it. It's been great.
No, they transport you from where you need to go, from your hotel. They make all those arrangements for you. The accommodations sounded like they were very, very nice. And you do have some free time, but they do have lots of structure. There are a couple things that you have options in terms of what you want to do. I know we've been lusting after the Southwestern United States adventure, and one of the days is a White River rafting trip, and they do offer an opt-out for that if you're not too adventurous. But they just sound wonderful, but you definitely have to save your pennies.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not any a cheap trip, but you know what? You just go there with on an unofficial guide research trip, and it's all magically affordable.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Bob to get me a media rate on one of the Disney cruises, and so far he's been unable to do so. So I haven't gone. Their loss, not mine.
There you go, 407-278-5939. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time to call in with any questions you might have. 407-278-5939, and some good information there about the Adventures by Disney. And now if you've got Disney World questions, we still answer those. And still some plenty of time here to call in and get some answers questioned by the fabulous Deb, who will answer them anywhere about Disney World, the geography of Maryland, whatever you need. I mean,
Disney Vacation Club. I can talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Newell can also help you with the Disney Vacation Club.
Where's your home resort, Mike?
Okie West.
All right.
Where are you?
Very good. I have a contracted Boardwalk, have a contracted Okie West, and then I just broke down and bought it at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So,
and I'll probably end up selling my Okie West contract at some point, but to me, Animal Kingdom Lodge is just incredible. And when I think of my DVC points, I like to use them for my own relaxation. And Animal Kingdom Lodge is one of those places I can go and I don't have to leave. And yeah. I feel like I've been on a vacation.
That's great.
So the new building that they're going to open in a few years just sounds fantastic. Another couple restaurant choices, its own Savannah. It sounds really awesome.
I'll have to visit.
I'm really looking forward to staying on Disney Vacation Club one of these days. Newell.
Hello?
What is that?
We've got a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, sorry, I couldn't tell if I was on or not. My name's Elizabeth. I'm calling from Apex, North Carolina.
Woo, Elizabeth.
Yes, thank you for taking my call despite the North Carolina number. I appreciate that.
Hey now.
We're just blocking a net, no one else.
Okay, great. Okay, I have the random question of the evening for you. I'm taking my son, who is now one, because I'm insane, in June, to get his first haircut at Disney World.
Oh.
And I did that for my three-year-old, which was a total disaster. We waited about an hour and a half in line on a Saturday morning because I broke all the rules and didn't listen to any advice and went on the total wrong day. So I was wondering if you guys knew anything about the traffic patterns at the barbershop. I mean,
Len?
At the barbershop. Wow. Early. Get there early. If you're in line, I guess that's probably the best way to go. I don't know what time it opens. Scope it to you?
I believe they open at 9 o'clock. Elizabeth, this is what you may want to do. You want to get to the Magic Kingdom before the gates open, and when they do open, if there's some character greet and meets in the town square, you go right over to the barbershop and just wait in line, and I'm sure you, within 30 minutes you'll be having your son sitting in the chair getting his golden locks, if he is blonde, getting them sheared off.
Blonde for now, I suppose, yes.
It has to be done before 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, you'll be waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, is that true any day? It doesn't matter what day I go?
Eye recommendation. Well, I think it would be okay any day, although I would avoid, Len can probably verify this, I would avoid Monday and Thursdays.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday are all pretty bad days for the Magic Kingdom. And then any day with extra magic hours if you're staying off-site.
Friday or Saturday would be the ones I'd go.
Saturday, Wednesday's a great day. Wednesdays are good.
We get there Thursday, so I guess I'll wait till Friday. Put his hair in barrettes or something until then.
Oh, that won't do anything with him later on in his life. But
okay,
a lot of our,
thanks so much.
No problem. A lot of the people in... a lot of people in the chat room are saying that to go early, and Annette mentioned to me, you're a big jerk. Oh, wait, that was the wrong I am. She also, Annette said, mentioned that it's his birthday. You get the barbershop.
Say that again?
Mention that it's your son's birthday.
Oh, sweet. It will be very close to mine, so I'll do that.
There you go.
I won't even feel dishonest about it.
Okay, cool. Thanks for calling
in. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
407-278-5939. About 10 minutes left. Good time. Still amount of time to call in. And, Disney Vacation Club. I stayed at Boardwalk over Mouse Fest for the first time. That's my favorite resort. And I want to go now for my next goal is to, my next goal is to buy into DVC at Boardwalk, which would be great. But I'm looking forward to something else. You know, just being able to stay there. But again, we're waiting for Newell Fest over there to
Old Key West. Newell Fest.
You yeah. really get spoiled, I'll tell you. A couple years ago, a group of us got a grand villa at the Boardwalk for food and wine, and there were it was Linda and myself and another couple from home and then Deb Komen, her husband and son. And so we each had our own bedroom. We each had our own bathroom. The grand villa is like a skillion square feet large.
Wow,
and
that's big.
We were actually, you couldn't hear anything from one end to the other. We had a huge laundry room. The kitchen, of course, the table fit all of us plus. And actually, one year, Chantel Crawford and I from DVC by Resale hosted a wine and cheese party in the Grand Villa. We had over 100 folks in there that night.
Wow.
And while it was definitely, there were a lot of people there, it was not overly packed. You get very spoiled by the accommodations, even the studios, because they're typically... Oh, we have a caller.
We have a caller. Hold that thought for a second, Deb.
Okay.
We've got a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Angela, and I'm in Arlington, Virginia.
Hi, Angela. You're just across the river from me.
Yeah, I know. It's actually kind of cool to be somewhat close to you because I love your website. It really helped me get so far into Disney and helped me plan my honeymoon a whole bunch. So thank you for your website.
Oh, fantastic. You're most welcome.
My question was, I'm one of the many who's very disappointed that Disney isn't doing anything for Epcot's 25th. So I'm going down there in early October, and I was wondering if any of you were going to be in Epcot on the 1st.
Ooh,
I actually might be.
What date?
October 1st.
October 1st.
I don't plan that far. I don't. Don't know.
I might be.
That's the first weekend of Food and Wine, I believe. And
yes, we're also going down for Food and Wine.
So right now I have a reservation in a hotel, so I'm tentative for being there on October 1st.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't know if they're going to do anything, though. I actually got to talk with Brad Rex in January, He mentioned they were doing a lot of things backstage for cast members.
Right.
And it was disappointing to me that with the 25th anniversary of Epcot, there's nothing going on. But some other folks have pointed out, you know, they don't want to get too many different celebrations happening at once. They've got the Year of a Million Dreams. And
they don't want to attach ages to the parks now either, because they're afraid that kids might be turned off by everything getting so old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons we heard that they're not focusing on like the 25th anniversary of this or the 30th anniversary of that. It's that the kids, it just means old.
But they do that for the movies.
Yeah, you know, good point.
It's the 30 or whatever it is anniversary of Peter Pan.
Yeah, I don't know if it's different to market nostalgia for movies than it is for theme parks.
No, that's a good point, Len.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, though, because I share the same birth year as Epcot, so I guess I'm too old, too. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, Epcot baby.
Well, thanks for calling in, Angela.
All right,
maybe we'll see you down there. If you see me, please say hi.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I share the same birthday as Methuselah.
it's interesting because Scopa's birthday is actually on dates that aren't part of the Gregorian calendar. So he's actually when February had 33 days. It was
yeah. I remember that day when they invented the calendar. We were all excited.
Yeah, exactly.
We should then celebrate birthdays.
407-278-5939. Deb, you wanted to continue what you were talking about before?
I would, Matt, if I remembered what I was talking about before.
the Grand Villa.
Oh, the Grand Villa.
100
yes.
people, Chantel, food and
yes,
wine.
Yes, and how you get spoiled. The DVC resorts really spoil you. We actually had some extra points this past year because I had planned to use them for Disneyland Paris when we went over for the Mediterranean cruise, and that fell through, so... Linda and I got a one bedroom the night before we went on the Mouse Fest cruise, and it was so cool to have just this enormous amount of space. We had a beautiful balcony overlooking the boardwalk itself and the courtyard out front, and all the Christmas lights were up, and it was very festive out there, and it was just really, really neat. And that's one of the nice things about DVC. You can be as immersed as you want into the activity and what's happening, or you can go someplace like Old Key West, which is a great place to just get away from it all and very laid back. Saratoga Springs, I have some mixed feelings about. I'd be interested to hear if, Mike, I don't know if you've stayed over at Saratoga Springs or any of our listeners have, exactly what you think about that.
I agree with you. I have... my brother-in-law has. I've never stayed there, but my brother-in-law has, and he took me over there just to check it out. I agree with you on the mixed feelings.
I've stayed there, Saratoga Springs.
It's big. It's just I've run through there.
I've done the two bedroom. Yeah, it's huge. There's a lot of construction.
Huge. Yeah,
but it's still still relatively smart. The dining is not good.
No, and Old Key West is big, but it has a really nice feel to
it. Yeah, right. Completely. I mean, I think it's part of the landscaping has more time to grow though.
Right,
at Old
that's
Key West.
True.
It's more
plus
lush.
Olivia's is really nice.
It's better to eat. Yeah.
Saratoga Springs just seems to me at this point like a lot of concrete buildings.
Yeah, I think it's part of the construction. Yeah.
Deb, we've got a complaint about you in the chat room.
Why?
Sorry. Yeah, someone
enough,
said.
Deb?
And just Deborah will be taking out a loan soon.
I remember when Old Key West opened. Of course, it was called the Disney Vacation Club, I think, then.
That's right.
Or Disney Vacation something. And they were actually doing promos like stay two nights, get two nights free when all that started. And it included your park passes. And I just was like, why do I want to do that? Why don't I want to do that? You know? And then I still wasn't sure why I wanted to do it when I bought in, but boy, am I glad I did. It's just nice having all those points sitting there.
It sure is.
It's like having an annual pass, only this time it's for resorts.
407-278-5939. We've got time for one more caller, so we'll see who our last caller of the night is. If you want to sneak one in, just give us a call, and we'll put you through. 407-278-5939. Deb, when did you buy into DVC?
It was around 2002 or 2003, I think. But recently.
Okay. Because Newell, you bought what year? 93. 1983. Wow.
Oh, so you had park passes when you
I walked. Did.
That's the one Perky always talks about.
It was great. Yeah. We cried on New Year's Eve 1999 because that was the end of it.
The end of free passes.
Yep.
407-278-5939. Very quickly, while we're waiting for our last caller, Deb, what's coming up on All Ears Net this week?
It's our Bits and Bytes issue for the newsletter. If you don't subscribe every Tuesday, we mail out Tuesday evenings.
We come looking for you. If you don't subscribe every Tuesday, we come looking for you.
By 11 o'clock, if people haven't gotten their newsletter, they're, where is it? I didn't get mine. But we have over 82,000 subscribers. We have a host of writers who are just doing an incredible job. One of the series we're running right now is Kim Button, who is an author of the Disney Disney Q Line Survival Guidebook. She is a former cast member of the Disney Cruise Line, and she's been doing a series of articles for us on what that's like, and her second one is coming up later this month.
She is the nicest person on Earth. Not like that Lou Mangiello. She's just a very great person. I met her at Mouse Fest.
Kim's a sweetheart. She's a very nice lady.
We've got our last caller of the evening. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Leslie again from Michigan. I spoke earlier with an annual pass question. Sorry to call back, but I had a hard time getting... I couldn't log into the chat room, so...
It's okay.
I had two questions. How do you feel about the Wilderness Lodge villas?
What?
They tested pretty well.
I mean, have you stayed there?
Yeah, we've stayed there. I don't love the Wilderness Lodge. I don't love the Wilderness Lodge. I think it's more of a moderate than a deluxe.
Okay. And my last question is for Deb regarding food allergies.
Okay.
We plan on going late September, beginning of October, and I have a severe MSG allergy.
Okay.
Now I'm good about asking people. Most places don't tend to use it, but you find it in a lot of things that you don't expect.
Right.
Like salad dressings and barbecue sauces and things, and I've been caught off guard where I thought I was doing the right thing, eating a salad, and then had more of a problem because I ended up having ranch dressing.
Oh, okay.
So now does your book cover things like that, or haven't you had to cross that path yet with like an MSG type allergy?
Well, we cover food allergies and special diets pretty extensively, but we don't cover specifically
one particular ingredient.
Right. Although we do go into gluten-free quite a bit.
Oh, you do?
We do.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's helpful or not with the MSG.
Well, that's another thing that I also have to avoid. But the are places good about if you ask them a question when you're ordering? I mean, are they... I'm always worried about offending somebody, you know, going to a nice restaurant and saying, oh, by the way, you know, because I don't want them to take offense when I have to protect myself, but it also seems like it's an offensive question. Do you cook with MSG because it's a flavor enhancer?
No, it's not an offensive question at all. It's about your health, which is extremely important. And try to feel like, you know, it's your vacation. You're paying a lot of money for the trip. For your dining experience, you want it to be as best as it can be for you. The chefs at Disney, especially in the full-service restaurants, have really gotten keyed in. The culinary staff have done a really good job trying to impart to the servers and to the chefs about food allergies, cross-contamination, all of those kinds of things. I would highly recommend if there's any time you make an ADR, an advanced dining reservation, be sure it gets noted on there. When you check in at the podium, mention it to them. Don't be afraid to ask your server about it. If you think that you're getting information that just doesn't sound right, don't be afraid to ask again or to ask to have a chef come out or to have the manager come over to you. I think 9 out of 10 times you're going to find they'll bend over backwards and help you. And gluten-free is one of the things that they're very, very tuned into, and a lot of the restaurants now have gluten-free pizza and rolls and all kinds of different things.
Really?
They just need some advance notice. If you're staying
It sounds like it's going to be easier to eat there than it is here in Michigan.
It could very well be. That's what a lot of people tell us.
I wish I could just find any restaurant and go and find something gluten-free. I wish it was that easy. And have it be tasty at the same token.
Sure. Are you staying at a Disney resort or off-property?
Oh, no. It's going to be on-property, definitely. We're actually trying to rent some Disney Vacation Club points right now.
Okay. If there's a food court where you're going to be staying, don't hesitate to go down there the first day you get in. Usually, like, between lunch and dinner when it's not a rush time there. Ask to speak to a chef. Let them know what you know, find out what they can do for you. They might be able to make gluten-free pancakes for you in the morning if you're interested in eating there. Always ask. The worst someone's going to say is, I'm sorry, you know, we can't help you. But, but don't be afraid to ask.
Well, thank you. And this question may be across the board for all of you. Is there any one place that, accommodation-wise, that gives you the most magical feeling? That just, that is the, out of all the places you've tried, that's just the place that you find your heart keep going back to?
You mean in terms of a restaurant?
No, as far as accommodations for on property. It's, and mainly, I guess, in the vacation club type or in the deluxe accommodations.
What? I never really, not Scopa a, Towers. I like
nothing
to,
says magical memories like
nothing says keep coming back
top
for
your
more.
Head, your favorite one?
Key West.
Oh, you're thinking.
Polynesian.
Really?
Yeah, there's a
if Polynesian
there's a little,
was a DVC, I'd be happier with it, but okay.
There's a
okay.
Little, what is it called? Sunset Spot or whatever. There's a certain point where you can go way out in the back, out towards the water, and it's a very, very nice spot away from the beaten path. I like that.
Polly's a great place to watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank
well,
you, Leslie.
Thank you. Have a great
time. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
have a
Leslie.
Good night.
You too.
You too.
All right.
407, actually, no, I'm not saying the phone number anymore because we're about done for tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming in here. And, of course, the party continues in our little chat room, so stop on by. Everyone will be chatting there for a little while. I'm sure not everyone's not going to bed yet. Len will be singing a little bit later, karaoke. I want to thank, of course, first and foremost, Deb. Thanks for coming on and chatting with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It was great fun, as always.
Thank you. And, Len, thank you for coming on.
As always.
Thank you, Scopa.
Where'd he go?
Okay, sweetie.
All gone.
Sweetie.
And we also have Mr. Newell, who makes all this happen.
Yeah.
Yay, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. What is that? I've been hearing voices all night.
And speaking of voices, we thank Mr. Voice for all his hard work. Although he jumped out of the... He's left already, the chat.
Mr. Voice, you probably offended him.
Yeah, right. Stay tuned for Sun Eclipse.
Awesome. Those aren't
this is Mouse World Radio.